Well, in his nightclub days, he used to dash in there with the body-hugging shirt and the flares on. Phil Moss joins us, our soccer expert.
I was caught on CCTV, wasn't
I? You had the flares at some stage. Mate, unfortunately, I know they didn't want to come down too hard, probably to put a dampener on the 62,000 crowd, but the Western Sydney Wanderers have had their good behaviour sanction lengthened, and one more flare, and they're going to have to fine them points.
Yeah, look, TK, I'm very passionate about this, and I think one more flare is one too many.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, at the end of the day, they came out FFA last year, or earlier this year, I should say, and threw the suspended sentence on them of 3 points, $50,000. Two more flares have gone off at the game the other night. I'm sorry, but it's time to act because they are illegal under Australian law. It's as simple as that. It's not about a football game. They are illegal, and they put people at danger. And is it going to take someone to be killed by one, or a young kid lose an eye? You know, it's got to stop, and there has to be a hardline stance to do that.
Yeah. Mm. Plus the Tony Popovich, Nikolai Topper-Stanley, the CEO, they all wrote to the fans throughout the week to say, look, big moment for us. And it was great to see the 62,000. Let's not spoil it with a flare.
That's right. And if they're, you know, if they are loyal supporters, and let's make this very clear. The ones who let flares off are not true Western Sydney Wanderers supporters, and they're not true football fans. They're there to cause trouble because they know it's illegal, they know it's banned, and they still go ahead and do it. But, you know, how you police it, I don't know how you keep them out of grounds, but I do know that punishment will certainly draw a line in the sand.
Yeah, let's hope so. The Socceroos tonight, mate, it'll be an interesting one. It'll give us a real show of how good they're playing.
It really will. This is a mouth-watering clash down in Melbourne at Docklands Stadium. And I guess the biggest question on everyone's lips is, will Timmy start or will he come off the bench?
Yeah.
And my opinion is that, you know, he hasn't got enough minutes in his legs to start the game, and he's such a weapon off the bench. And if it's tight, you need that X factor to come off the bench, who you know is going to at least get himself into goal-scoring positions. And our game plan, you know, really suits Timmy coming on late in games at the moment because he hasn't got that 90 minutes or even, you know, can he be as effective for 60 as he would be for the last 30? And that's the big question that Ange, you know, would have in his own mind. And he knows exactly which way he'll go.
Right. So you know, from a coach's point of view, you reckon he's going to be more dangerous the final 30 with fatigue setting into the other team.
Absolutely.
Than he would be in 60 where they'd probably do a pretty good job on him.
That's right. I mean, the game is an arm wrestle for the first 60 minutes. You're not going to win a World Cup qualifier against top-notch opposition in the first half. It's just not going to happen. So, you know, Timmy Cahill, at this stage of the season, he's played, I think, he started one game for Melbourne City in the FFA Cup, and that's it. So, you know, the last 30 minutes, let him rip against the Japanese. Let the other boys set the platform, and he'll bring us home with a wet sail.
Mm-hmm. And Japan themselves, what sort of style do they play? They're difficult.
Yeah, very technical. Very technical. They don't put too much pressure high up the pitch. You know, they like to let you play out a little bit and then set their pressing trap and hope that you take the bait. And then when they win the ball, they really hit you in transition quickly. They're such technical players, such good speed in transition. So you've got to be aware of those traps. But Ange has studied, you know, world football, you know, in every detail. So he knows exactly what to expect. We've got a long history against Japan. And again, if I go back to Timmy Cahill, he's got such a rich history of scoring against them that they will fear him. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, but the fact of the matter is, mate, we haven't beaten them the last five times we've played them. We haven't beaten them for 7 years. So they're the facts. What's your tip? What's your score? I know, it's difficult, mate.
Oh, look, I'm going to tip Australia to win the game on home soil, and I think we can get them. I think we can get over them 2-1.
Okay.
I'm going to tip. That's
Beautiful.
My tip for the day. It's 2-1, TK.
2-1 the Socceroos.
Let's talk about the Melbourne derby, mate. That's coming up this weekend.
The gauntlet has been thrown down by Sydney fans.
Yeah.
And it'll be interesting. We all know how passionate Melburnians are about their sport. And, you know, the Melbourne derby, they'll be keen. The fans down there will be so keen to make sure Sydney doesn't get one up on them. The Timmy Cahill factor, if he gets through tonight unscathed, it will be his A-League debut, which is a massive, a big ticket item down there, obviously. But some interesting ins and outs for Melbourne victory in particular. Obviously, Troisi broke his collarbone. There's big news coming out of the New Zealand camp that Rojas may be injured coming out of the international against America last week. and Ollie Bozanic is struggling with some ankle ligaments. So there are a few big outs for Melbourne Victory if that stays true. Sorensen for Melbourne City, the goalkeeper, he's out. So Bozanic gets his chance in a massive, massive game. But he came on, was very impressive against Wellington when Sorensen got sent off last weekend.
Yeah, I'd love to see Bernie Abini back as well.
Yeah, look, he's been out for a long time. There was a lot of talk going around that it may have ended his career. The injury was that severe, and it was only his first week over at Club Bruges. But he's come back to Sydney. He knows Andrew Clark, Graham Arnold very, very well. They've rehabbed him. He's looking good in training from all reports, and he's ready to go. Whether Graham Arnold changes the squad to any degree after such a massive win in the derby, time will tell.
Phil, we thank you so much for that. Go the Socceroos tonight, 2-1.
Always a pleasure, boys.
2-1, we'll take that.
Phil Moss tipping the Socceroos 2-1 there at tab.com.au. It's an $8 on that exact result.